courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Burnout, cabin fever, the need for a fresh start. Call it what you will, but a year and a half in a makeshift home office has driven millions of people to quit their jobs in search of greater satisfaction or just something new. But is quitting your job the best move?
I think sometimes people don't think hard enough and everyone needs to like take a beat and pause and really think this through.
WSJ WorkLife columnist Rachel Feinzig has been talking to experts who study workplace turnover and people who've left their jobs to pursue something better. Coming up, we'll talk about the pros and cons of resigning from a job, and we'll hear from one worker who learned valuable lessons about quitting. That's after the break.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Millions of people are quitting their jobs in search of something new. And while it's not unusual for workplace frustrations to trigger thoughts of moving on, people who act on their impulse and leave sometimes live to regret it. In a moment, we'll talk to one person who made an abrupt career move and now has some advice for anyone thinking of doing the same. But first, our WorkLife columnist, Rachel Feinzig, is with us. She's been writing about recent changes in the workplace. Rachel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, people quit their jobs all the time, but what specifically is driving so many people to rethink their career path now?
I mean, some of it is just that so many people paused during the pandemic, right? So in a way, the big numbers that we've seen, especially this spring of people quitting, some of that is just kind of like a wave that's crashing down because people were kind of frozen in place during the pandemic. I also think there's been a big perspective shift for a lot of people in this moment. You know, we've faced this big crisis and it kind of causes people to rethink, like, what am I doing with my life? What do I want to be doing? And in many cases, the answer is I want to quit my job and try something new.
Now, you've spoken to people who study work resignations and turnover in the workplace. They often talk about something called turnover shocks. What do they mean by that?
This one really great professor told me about this concept of turnover shocks, which is there's often like something that pushes someone to resign. It could be a coworker leaving. It could be being passed over for a promotion. And he made the point that in this moment, we've all kind of gone through a turnover shock just because we've gone through this big collective experience. And like I was saying before, it kind of has changed the way we've thought about our lives.
And then leaving a job or even seriously considering it can be emotional for an employee, whether or not we're in a pandemic. How do the workplace experts suggest that people sort of manage that emotional energy before potentially making a move?
I mean, what I heard from experts over and over again was slow down. We often kind of overemphasize our current emotions. You know, we might think like, I totally don't want to go back to work. I'm going to be miserable. And maybe you will be. But what I heard from people is go back for 2 weeks, try it out. If you hate it, you can quit, but you might be surprised. You know, we're often not good at kind of judging how we might feel in the future. Make that pro and con list, go through a decision tree. I mean, it sounds kind of basic and obvious, but these things really work. And like you were saying, they help to kind of just take some of the emotion out of it and make a decision that's going to be a really good one. Sometimes anxiety gets the best of us and we just feel like we have to leave this situation. We have to leave this company. We have to jump to the next thing. And what I heard in talking to people for these stories is people do sometimes have regrets. I mean, a company, you know, one professor told me your job, there's one thing about it that's bugging you. You go to another job and it does solve that 20% of your job that you hate it, but you realize there's a whole new set of problems. I think sometimes people don't kind of think that through when they're in the heat of the moment.
So Rachel, along those lines, you spoke with workers who left their jobs abruptly, but only later learned what they left behind. One of them is Sam Jacobs, who left his job at a New York City tech startup a few years ago. He joins us now. Sam, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thanks for having me, JR. Glad to be here.
So Sam, you were a sales executive at a startup. How long were you there and what made you decide to leave?
Well, I was there for about 18 months. And the thing that made me decide to leave was that one day I came into work and our VP of engineering, who was a co-founder of the business, had run a financial model that indicated that we would be out of money in the next 2 months. And that was terrifying. And at the same time, another co-founder who also was a VP, all of us were kind of vice president level people reporting to an outside CEO that had been hired. Another VP said, okay, everybody has to take a pay cut. You know, we're going to go into kind of battle mode. And I wasn't making enough money at the time to be able to sustain a pay cut. And I was a little terrified that the business would go under. And that's why I decided to take certain conversations that had been happening more seriously.
Okay, so you said the tech startup you were previously at was struggling. What did you learn about the company's finances after you left?
Well, after I left, a couple things happened. I didn't learn a tremendous amount about the finances. They did a big reduction in force, right? So they fired a lot of people and got smaller. They also fired the CEO, and they promoted the VP of engineering, the person that had run the model to figure out that they were going to run out of money. They promoted him to be CEO. And that was, for a little while, the last that I heard of the company. And then it was a couple months later, I started getting a flurry of text messages congratulating me. And that was because the company had been sold to a much larger conglomerate. And presumably, a lot of my relationships, a lot of my network thought that I had just had a windfall, that I just made a lot of money. But the reality was that I had not chosen to exercise my options upon departure because I felt like the company wasn't going to make it. And as a consequence, I lost out on a tremendous amount of money.
Now, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. Was there any way to know that things were poised to improve at that company?
No, there wasn't any way to know. You know, I had had a previous experience where I worked at another place for 4.5 years. And I left there and I chose to exercise my equity, and that company quickly went to zero. That quickly became what we call in startup land a zombie company, which means it has enough money to continue to exist, but it's not going to produce any returns for the shareholders. And so I thought that I had learned, you know, this is the problem with human cognitive reasoning, which is that I derived this very important life lesson from this one experience, highly anecdotal, that, okay, this means that going forward, if I choose to leave a company, I will not exercise my options. I put that lesson into practice when I departed this other company. And, you know, obviously we know what happened, which is that it was a mistake.
Now, there may be a lot of people who are in the position you were in at that tech startup where they're just facing a lot of frustration, a lot of uncertainties, and not sure what they could do. What advice would you give people who are giving serious thought to quitting a job?
I give this advice to a lot of folks, and particularly to younger folks that are tend to be a little bit more impatient. And my general advice oftentimes is to stick around. The rule of thumb I have is give a company 6 months to correct whatever perceived errors or mistakes you think that they've made, whether about your own personal growth and development or because you think they're being mismanaged. Companies aren't able to change on a dime. And oftentimes people are too impatient to take a perceived slight. They didn't get the promotion. They didn't get the raise that they wanted and turn that into a reason to leave. It's true that right now the job market is incredible, at least for white collar work. But I just think that in my experience, sticking around and watching what happens after you've learned the lessons and truly built something and developed institutional knowledge and institutional relationships, that you understand how to get things done, that is an invaluable set of skills and expertise that people often undervalue. And so my general advice is if something's going poorly, give the company some time to correct it. And in general, your default position might be, in fact, I think it should be, to stick around and see what you can build, even if their situation isn't perfect. Last thing I'll say is that's because every corporation, or whatever we want to call the legal structure, every grouping of human beings is inherently flawed, is inherently has problems, and isn't going to be perfect. And sometimes people correct for one series of perceived shortcomings and failures, and of course they encounter a whole new set of shortcomings and failures, which, you know, makes it very similar to other types of human relationships.
All right, that's Sam Jacobs, CEO of Pavilion, joining us. Sam, thank you for taking the time to chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, you know, Sam could have benefited financially if he stayed at his job at the tech startup. But just to be clear, sometimes quitting a job and moving on is the right move.
Absolutely. And I don't want to push people like too far astray. My take on it is I think sometimes people don't think hard enough and everyone needs to like take a beat and pause and really think this through. But there are so many situations in which you should absolutely leave your job. You have a super toxic boss, you have a can't miss opportunity, and there are plenty of times that it makes sense to kind of graciously, you know, write that resignation letter and move on.
Is this stretch of time, you know, coming through the pandemic and all the effects of it, Does this have the potential of making employees and workers smarter in a way than other stretches of time we've had?
That's a great question. I hope so. I mean, in some cases, we've had more time, right? So people who may have naturally jumped to a new job a year ago were kind of stuck in place, and maybe they had more time to think about what they really wanted, what they really valued. Certainly, we've seen a bigger scope of what's possible, different kinds of flexibility, different kinds of compensation, not even salary, but just different levers that you can pull to have kind of a better work experience. I think that's been a huge shift for people and can really help them think about what they can get at their current company, what they might be missing on elsewhere, and kind of how to negotiate a great offer. And I think that's a big, like, eye-opening perspective shift for people.
All right, that's WSJ Work-Life columnist Rachel Feinsick. Rachel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.